This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Sean O'Brien is live in studio. He is the executive director of the Center on the Constitution at James Madison's Montpelier, located in an orange near you. It's not a bad drive at all. Let me see what microphone you're on. Where are you? Oh, you're on that one. There you go.
I was going to say, it's not located in an orange. It's in Orange County.
It's in Orange County. It's like, what, 25 minutes?
It's about a half an hour, really.
Yeah.
Depending on the traffic and which farm vehicle you go behind.
Yeah. You get caught behind a tractor on occasion.
Yes, you do.
That's one of my favorite drives, though. It's beautiful. Beautiful drive.
You were talking about how beautiful it is here today. It is spectacular out at Montpelier on days like this. There's lots of open land. There's trees and the mansion. And
the horses. Yeah,
it's just fantastic.
We were talking before we went on the air about you were listening intently to the conversation about the U.S. Civil War. And you said, James Madison weighed in on that before he died.
It's really interesting because James Madison died in 1836, which is a good number of years before the Civil War started. But essentially the last thing he wrote was a document called Advice to My Country, in which he says... He says the conviction nearest to my heart is that the union of the states should never be broken. And he's basically identifying that the Civil War is on the way. He sees what's going on in the country. You know, Martin Van Buren's out there. Andrew Jackson is out there. They know that trouble is brewing. And the Civil War could have started earlier if we had had different people in the White House and different people in power. And James Madison knew this was coming. He was very concerned that the union of the states be perpetuated, and it was an important time in history, and he said that was the most important thing that he wanted to get down on paper before he died, was to protect the union.
So remind us, what is the Center for the Constitution at Montpelier?
The Center for the Constitution is sort of the educational wing out at Montpelier. We do educational seminars on the Constitution, on the origins of the Constitution, the founding principles of America, and we do those seminars for teachers, judges, politicians, law enforcement officials, and international visitors. We've had people from all 50 states and from 30 different countries come and stay from anywhere from 1 to 5 days at Montpelier and study American constitutionalism.
This is internationally unique, isn't it? I mean, nobody else is doing this to the degree that y'all do it.
That's absolutely true. We like to talk about the fact that there's a National Conservation Center, and there's a National War College, but there's not a National Constitution College, except for the Center for the Constitution. There are other organizations that teach about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they do important and interesting work, and they provide a lot of resources. But we're the only place that has a residential facility where you can come to one of the most important places in American history, really, the home of James Madison, where he did his research in preparation for writing the first draft of the Constitution, the Virginia Plan. And you can come to this incredibly important historic place and study what it is to be an American, essentially. Because what binds us as Americans is not our allegiance to a religion or an ethnicity or a race. It is our allegiance to the Constitution. And so we don't take a position on how you interpret the Constitution today. What we want you to do is to read the Constitution, understand the debates that were going on at the time, what were the founders writing, what were they reading, and then form your own opinions about what that means for today.
What do you think is the most, we're talking with Sean O'Brien of James Madison's Montpelier. What do you think is the most thing that surprises people the most about the Constitution, or the thing that has surprised you the most as you have, in your career, as you've launched into this study and teaching about the Constitution?
Well, I'll tell you one of my little punchlines. The First Amendment in James Madison's list of amendments, when he proposed 12 amendments, or when 12 amendments passed Congress from the ones that he proposed to Congress, the First Amendment that we consider First Amendment now was the Third Amendment.
No kidding. In the first draft.
The First and Second Amendments had to do with representation and apportionment, and I just forgot what the second one was. So you had these two other amendments, and what Madison's idea was, you would put the amendments in the order in which they would be inserted into the text of the Constitution. So the first two had to do with Congress. Oh, I'm sorry. The Second Amendment was Congress can't give itself a raise without an intervening election, which is now the most recent amendment that was passed in the 90s. So Madison's Constitution and Bill of Rights would have the right to free speech as our Third Amendment right.
Interesting.
And so I think today most of us think, oh, the Constitution has the First Amendment as the First Amendment because it's the most important. Freedom of religion, freedom of press, freedom of assembly, freedom of speech. But no.
It wasn't the most important in the first draft.
Well, Madison didn't want a Bill of Rights initially because he thought by drafting a Bill of Rights and writing down what the rights were would imply that's all there were. And you didn't have them, and they were granted by the government as opposed to being your natural rights by virtue of being a human. And so he didn't really want that. He went along with creating a Bill of Rights because he wanted to get the Constitution passed. And that was essentially the price for passage in Virginia, and then his price for getting elected to the first Congress.
And also maybe why we have that, was it the Ninth Amendment that says just because we didn't write it down doesn't that's mean right. you don't have the right.
The Ninth Amendment.
And some people argue that's where your right to an abortion is, that's where your right to privacy is.
Right.
Just because it's not enumerated in the Constitution specifically does not mean that you don't have that right.
I talk about the Ninth Amendment a lot, and when we have scholars come through Montpelier, I ask them, tell me about the Ninth Amendment, and they all sort of shake their heads. And apparently it has only been referenced in one Supreme Court case.
Oh, it's a can of worms. They're afraid to touch it. Yeah. But it's there.
Right.
Yeah. And that makes it absolutely critical. It is in
the Constitution.
The Ninth Amendment
is an interesting one for people to look up.
Yeah.
They should go out and do that right now.
Yeah. Read the Ninth Amendment. What is that? What does it make you think of? Sean O'Brien, he's the executive director of the Center for the Constitution at James Madison Montpelier. It's online at center.montpelier.org. Now, y'all have a big event coming up where people can actually get in and access the scholars there at Montpelier, right?
Right. So what we do, I said before, we normally work with journalists and politicians and teachers, and most of those seminars are closed to that group of people. But we understand that there's a lot of people out there who want to do what we do. And so we've created a program for the general public, and it's open enrollment. There is a tuition fee associated with it, but it is open enrollment. And we have, so far, people applying literally from across the country, people coming up from Florida and coming down from New England to participate in this seminar. And what it is a Friday night through a Sunday afternoon. You come and you stay at Montpelier. We feed you, and you have a scholar with you at all times to teach you about the Constitution. And we call it our introduction to the Constitution. And the idea is that it's not so basic that if you know some things, you're going to feel like it's too basic. But it's also not so. It's not also on the other side. So we start out at a level where we get everybody into it. Everybody reads parts of the Constitution and interprets it for other people in the class so that everybody gets into it and sees, oh, you know, it's actually not that hard to read the Constitution. It's pretty straightforward. The language, while a little bit unusual by our modern standards, is actually perfectly comprehensible. So we get them to read it and explain it a little bit to each other and then build on that to go very deep into the Constitution, the principles, the theories behind it, so that by the end of the weekend, you are a very knowledgeable, very thoroughly studied person.
So this is a public seminar. You don't have to be a teacher or a police officer or a judge or a member of the legislature, which are your traditional programs.
Correct.
This is the first public seminar. Anybody can sign up.
That's right. And if you if you go to center.montpelier.org, on that page, you'll see a link to the open enrollment program called Introduction to the Constitution. And we would love to have a great showing from the greater Charlottesville area of people who want to be in that program. We actually have it structured so that if you want to stay on the property, there's one price. And if you want to commute to the seminar, it would be a different, lower price. You still have to pay the tuition and for the food because we want everyone to have that fellowship of eating together.
Yeah. Well, and that's where a lot of the discussions will take place.
Absolutely.
This is fantastic. It's center.montpelier.org. It's the Introduction to the Constitution. It's a new seminar offered by the Center for the Constitution at James Madison's Montpelier. Sean, stay in touch. It sounds great.
Absolutely. I'll be back anytime.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.